Let's see the hands of those of you who love to exercise. You get up early in the morning, go down to the gym. After work is over, you're back at the gym. Love to walk around the block a couple of times. You're on the treadmill, the stationary bike. Yeah, you just love physical exercise because it's good for you. Hallelujah. But there are some folk who find physical exercise as distasteful as a bitter medicine. A recent survey revealed that over 60% of Americans do not exercise, while medical results have proven that exercise improves one's immune system, controls weight, and reduces damaging cholesterol. This discipline is still rejected by a majority of Americans, and it shows. Instead of doing the recommended 30 to 60 minutes of exercise on most days of the week, many of us would fondly dream of a new one-a-day pill that would reduce our weight, strengthen our hearts and other muscles, and increase blood flow to our brains. An obvious corollary exists between physical exercise and spiritual exercise. According to Edward Hayes in his book, The Lenten Pharmacy, Daily Healing Therapies, he wants us to focus on Jesus the healer during this Lenten season. He says many of us long for a one-a-day reform pill that would save us from having to engage in the hard discipline of conversion. We would long to be vaccinated, you know, like a flu shot, against various sin viruses and our unruly inner beasts, such as the one Jesus encountered in his Lenten desert experience in the Gospel of Luke. Aren't there some painless solutions for the hard work of exercising and taming our inner demons? According to Hay, no. However, he says, before whipping your demons into shape, do not confuse exercising with exorcising them. Lent's twin focal points include a preparation for baptism and a renewal course in how to live our lifelong baptismal reformation. During Lent, he says, we need to be in prayer and in preparation, changing what is negative and destructive into what is positive and productive. Exercise is critical to this process, just as it is to taming wild horses or lions. They are tamed and trained by repetitive exercises and reinforced by reward and punishment. He says it is the same when converting our dark energies into positive powers of life. He relates this story about an old Cherokee who told his son about the great fight going on inside of him. The grandfather said it was a conflict between two wolves. One wolf was his urge to anger and envy and greed and arrogance, self-pity, revenge, false pride, and resentment. The other wolf, the old man said, was his inclination to live in joy and peace and hope and love, to be generous, humble, compassionate, and trusting of all humankind. When he finished telling his story, the grandson asked, "Well, grandfather, which wolf wins?" His reply was simply, "The one I feed." So the question for us today, beloved, which of your wolves is winning? Perhaps it's time to starve one and exercise the other. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.